The vote also allows the state to settle a lawsuit Health Alliance brought last year after it and Humana lost their state contracts. The state previously said dropping Health Alliance and Humana would save more than $100 million in the first year alone. But the companies say it would have left state workers outside the Chicago area without access to an HMO and would increase their health care costs. Health Alliance, which is based in Urbana, says it's interested in regaining a long-term deal with the state. But Julie Hamos, the director of the Department of Health Care and Family Services, says that depends on what kind of bids the state receives.
There's no guarantee that anyone will get the award, of course. And we are proceeding as though most of the state could have fully insured managed care services.
Hamos says she hopes the process of selecting supplemental insurers will be finished in time for the upcoming open enrollment period, which begins May 1st. Until then, a temporary agreement has allowed state workers to keep their Health Alliance insurance. I'm Brian Mackey.